The pressure-temperature relationship and what saturation means. Why pressure and temperature are locked together for a boiling/condensing refrigerant. What saturation means, and how to use that relationship to read your gauges and find superheat and subcooling. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. The pressure-temperature relationship is the single most useful idea in refrigeration. For a pure refrigerant that is changing state, boiling or condensing, pressure and temperature are locked together. No one, do you know the other? That's the whole reason your gauges work. You read a pressure, and you instantly know the temperature at which that refrigerant is boiling or condensing inside the coil. This locked-together condition is called saturation. A saturation temperature is the temperature at which the refrigerant boils/condenses for a given pressure. A saturation pressure is the flip side of the same coin. How it works. When a liquid and its vapor exist together, like in a coil that's actively boiling or condensing, they sit at a fixed relationship. Squeeze that mix into a smaller space and the pressure rises, and so does the temperature it boils at. Let it expand and the pressure drops, and the boiling temperature drops with it. That's why we can make refrigerant boil at 40 degrees in the evaporator, and condense at 110 degrees in the condenser using the same fluid. We just hold it at a low pressure indoors and a high pressure outdoors. The metering device and the compressor are what create those two different pressures. Here's the catch that trips up apprentices. The PT relationship only pins temperature to pressure while the refrigerant is saturated changing state. Once it's all vapor superheated or all liquid subcooled, the temperature is free to move on its own and the PT chart no longer tells you the actual line temperature. It only tells you the saturation point. That's exactly why we measure the actual temperature separately to get superheat and subcooling. In the field, a PT chart printed on your gauges, on a card, or in a digital tool lists saturation pressure next to saturation temperature for each refrigerant. To use it, low side, read suction pressure to look up saturation temp to that's your evaporator boiling temperature, evaporator saturation temp or coil temp. High side, read liquid/discharge pressure to look up saturation temp to that's your condensing temperature. To get superheat, measure actual suction line temp, subtract the low side saturation temp. To get subcooling, subtract the actual liquid line temp from the high side saturation temp. Digital gauges store the PT data for dozens of refrigerants and do the lookup automatically. Just make sure you selected the correct refrigerant. Pick the wrong one and every number is wrong. Normal values and targets. Representative R410 saturation points numbers shift slightly by chart addition, but this is the shape. About 118 psi, about 40 degrees saturation, a common evaporator condition in cooling. About 365 psi, about 110 degrees, a common condensing condition. For comparison, R22 runs much lower for the same temperatures, for example, about 69 psi, about 40 degrees, which is why R410A systems are built for higher pressures. For a zeotropic blend like R410A, the glide is tiny, so you can treat it almost like a single pressure temperature pair. For blends with larger glide like R407C or R454B, the chart lists separate bubble liquid and dew vapor points. Use the liquid/bubble value for subcooling and the vapor/dew value for superheat. Common faults and what they mean. Suction saturation way too low, coil temp near or below freezing, low charge, low airflow or restriction. The coil can ice up. Condensing saturation way too high, head pressure high, dirty condenser, bad condenser fan, recirculating air, overcharge, or non-condensables in the system. Pressures don't match the refrigerant on a known good system. Confirm you selected the right refrigerant on your gauges, and confirm what's actually in the system. Someone may have topped it with the wrong refrigerant, which throws the whole PT relationship off. Tech tips and gotchas. Gauges read pressure, not temperature directly. The temperature scale printed on an analog gauge is just the PT conversion for one specific refrigerant. If your gauge's scale is for R22 and you're on R410A, ignore the printed temp scale and use the right chart. Non-condensables air break the PT relationship on the high side. Air doesn't condense, so it adds its own partial pressure on top of the refrigerants. Your head pressure reads higher than the true condensing temperature would predict, and your subcooling math gets thrown off. If high side pressure says one temperature but the condenser outlet is much cooler than that, suspect air in the system, mixed refrigerants ruin the chart. If two refrigerants got mixed, there's no valid PT chart for that soup. Recover it and start clean. Saturation temperature is also called coil temperature loosely, but remember it's the boiling/condensing temperature of the refrigerant, not necessarily the metal temperature of the coil. Safety/code notes. R410A operates at substantially higher pressures than R22, use gauges, hoses, and recovery equipment rated for it. Always identify the refrigerant before connecting. Charging or topping with the wrong refrigerant is unsafe, and per EPA rules, you may not mix refrigerants in a system.